The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
But first, pressure is mounting on Davy, Ireland's largest stockbroking firm, after the central bank found that 16 staff, including top executives, had sought to make a profit by taking the other side of a bond deal involving a client, without telling him or the firm's compliance team. It's a whole other side to their tagline, it's not just business, it's personal. But what are the implications of all this? We're joined by Professor Niamh Brennan, Academic Director of UCD's Centre for Corporate Governance. Niamh, very welcome. I suppose, first of all, shouldn't we expect more from our financial services sector than this?
You'd have thought so, Richard. This deal happened in 2014. At that time, we were coming out of the banking crisis. There was a parliamentary inquiry into what led Ireland to have to get a bailout. There was talk about standards for Ireland Inc. in financial services. So it's absolutely astonishing that 16 very senior people in Ireland's leading stockbroker would be oblivious to all of that talk and would have engaged in such an egregious transaction.
And what's interesting is the central bank findings about what happened and the detail that they provide where the compliance department was essentially bypassed is very interesting, because the employees were the beneficiaries and executives themselves. They are allowed to trade on their own account, but it must be done on what's known as System A, which goes through the compliance department. But this transaction went through System B, and that appears to have been a decision that was made internally.
The problem about internal control systems is they work for the lower down staff, but they don't work so well at very senior levels, where senior people can override the internal control system, particularly at CEO type level. So I think the seniority of the staff involved in this transaction probably facilitated their sidestepping of the internal control systems.
What's also interesting is the central bank has made an enforcement order and a fine of 4.1 million euro, which on the face of it seems substantial, but it's not a settlement agreement. Sometimes they've done settlement agreements where they believe that something wrong has taken place. So, and if it's a settlement agreement, then that's probably the end of the matter. But as an enforcement, does that leave the avenue open for any further investigations or pursuit of individuals for potential wrongdoing?
Well, one regret is that the central bank has been working on for years a senior executive accountability regime. That regime has already come into force in the UK. And the fact that we don't have it means that it's more difficult for the central bank to pursue individuals for wrongdoing. Now, the central bank, I think, has indicated that it will pursue the enforcement mechanisms, or the mechanisms it has at the moment, which are fitness and probity regulations. So it may be that some of these 16 people will not, if the central bank takes action, won't be able to be directors of financial services companies and stuff like that.
If they came out the wrong side of a possible future investigation.
Correct.
But those powers already apply in the UK, don't they, in terms of individual culpability and
Correct.
Accountability?
Yes. So the UK has brought in the senior executive accountability regime, and that makes it easier for regulators to pursue individuals. Whereas in Ireland, the central bank has to first of all pursue the organisation, which it's done, before it can then pursue individuals.
It's interesting, we're getting lots of comments and tweets in about the importance of individual consequences for those involved. And I'm sure within Davy, for this involves 16 staff and executives, they have about 700 employees. I'm sure there's a lot of anger among some of those other staff, because when the company settled this case with the client several years ago, the company presumably paid over a sum of money. Some have speculated it could be 2 to 3 million of a settlement. And now the fine will be paid by the company. So if you're a member of staff, you're looking at the company that you work for having been financially depleted by the actions of individuals from which they benefited personally.
This is called moral hazard, Richard. And again, that term was bandied around a lot after the banking crisis. And moral hazard is where the people who engage in the wrongdoing do not suffer the consequences. Other parties suffer the consequences. And the main parties are, as you say, the staff, and secondly, clients, because, you know, the firm will pass the cost on to clients and staff. If I was a member of staff in Davy, I would find it just galling to have one of the Davy 16, the CEO, sending me an email telling me what's going on. And again, I think that the fact that some of these senior people are still in those senior positions, including being on the board, is terrible from a tone from the top point of view.
And it doesn't look good. What about now? The board, which includes non-executive directors, is conducting a review. They've said that they're going to review whether or not any similar types of transactions like this might have occurred in the past, and also look at the consequences that should be there and in place for it. They've also said that it's a different company and nothing like that would happen now. What do you think of that?
Well, first of all, I'm extremely uncomfortable with the word review, because I don't know what it means. It's a very, very weak, wishy-washy type word. And I find the lack of specifics are quite concerning. And the board, the Davy statement that said that they had tightened up the processes and this couldn't recur, I also find that very puzzling, because in terms of risk management, anything could occur. Anybody with a will and a manipulation can get around internal control systems. So I can't understand why the board could possibly be so confident that this couldn't recur again.
So you're saying risk management is ultimately about preparing for all eventualities rather than being in a position to rule out something.
Back and saying that senior people couldn't abuse our internal control system again and do something bad, I just find that a somewhat naive state attitude.
Well, they're obviously confident about the systems they have in place. What should change in all of this then? What should the consequences of this be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Davy is obviously suffering huge reputational damage from this. I feel really sorry for the staff, because they have the Davy brand on their CV. So each member of staff is suffering reputational damage out of this. And I really do not know how the firm can possibly continue with any reputation if the senior people, the Davy 16 people, are still at the top of the organisation, sending out a certain tone from the top. So if Davy do not, and if the board of Davy do not take a fairly strong action to hold individuals to account, I can't see Davy getting over this.
You think it's potentially very damaging for them? Professor Niamh Brennan, Academic Director of UCD Centre for Corporate Governance, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.